football in Denver in June. But for these players, it truly doesn't matter if you win or lose, but why you're playing the game.
Here we go, G!
By the year 2020, it's expected that 76,000 Coloradans will have Alzheimer's disease. Sadly, that's enough to fill Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
Such a great way for 60 or so girls to raise $125,000. It's an amazing charity.
Blondes vs. Brunettes wants to do something about that. As of Saturday morning, the group raised nearly $126,000 to help the care, support, and research efforts for the Colorado Alzheimer's Association.
So most of the girls here and the coaches who are male have been affected, whether they have seen a family member affected by this disease or have friends that their family were caregivers to someone with Alzheimer's. Everyone has a tie, and that's why, you know, these girls aren't just showing up here for 2 hours today and, you know, let's play football. This has been going on for 2.5 months. They put in a lot of time and effort. There's a playbook, there's strategy. It's really a pretty intense thing. And, you know, everyone's out here for a good cause, though, to raise awareness for Alzheimer's and raise money.
Everyone here in the heat has been touched somehow by the disease, which is why they're taking this seriously, practicing twice a week since March.
It's important to me. My grandma suffered from Alzheimer's for 8 years, so it's a charity close to my heart, and I'm fundraised hard and trained hard, and we're going to leave it all on the field today.
The great thing is the competitive nature. It not only helps with the spirit of fundraising, and we've had another record-setting year with fundraising,
yeah.
But we definitely want to beat the Blondes. We know they want to beat us, but we want to have a fun, clean game and afterwards celebrate together all the great things that we did to support this great cause.
To learn more or donate, visit alz.org/CO. At Peter Barton Stadium on the campus at DU, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.